Honestly, Virginia fans, it's been a rough year for Virginia sports. So why all the disappointment?
You are Locked On Virginia, your daily podcast on the Virginia Cavaliers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good day, viewers and listeners. I am your host, Big Law Lawrence Johnson, and welcome to the Locked On Virginia Cavaliers podcast, the first place to come to get your daily Wahoo fix as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Our title sponsor today is FanDuel. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Today to get started. So yeah, everyone, as you can see, it's been a little bit. I've been on, I guess we'll call it a little bit of a sick leave or a little bit of a hiatus, but just trying to get back into the rhythm. I did do a spring game. I was there, but yeah, you know, through my travels and through my troubles of speaking with UVA fans and kind of figuring out what's been happening. What I've seen is, you know, fans, viewers, listeners, you know, are kind of upset with the University of Virginia sports, you know, and we'll kind of break it down. And I'm just talking strictly the men's sports now. I'm not talking about the women's sports. I'm not kind of talking about anything but the men's sports here. And we'll break it down, you know, three major sports. We'll go basketball, football, baseball, and lacrosse as well. You know, we'll finish up with lacrosse. So let's talk about it, guys. Ladies and gentlemen. So where are you, you know, when it comes to University of Virginia sports? I understand that there's been a lot that has happened with all of us in our community, and it's I'm not gonna say it's kind of disheartening to hear some of the negativity that's come from us, you know, about our team, but there has been some negativity, and I heard some, you know, I see it in the chats, I see it, heard a little bit from the spring game, you know, just in communication, just in passing. I just kind of figured out, wow, you know, we have probably had one of the tougher years in UVA sports off the gridiron, off the court, off the diamond. You know, when you go through a tragedy like what we went through and then trying to recover, I think it takes everything that you have to put things back into place. And it doesn't just happen overnight. It's going to take more than just 1 year. You know, it's going to take multiple years to get to where we need to get to, multiple seasons, more patience. I get it. This is the microwave society that we live in. We want instant success. You know, we want to be able to come in and have everything, have our dinner ready, have our drink ready, and be ready to rock and roll, and there's no mistakes, and, you know, our food is perfectly done, our steak is perfectly cooked every time. But we're not going to have that, and we have to understand that, plain and simple. My background as a coach as well, I know, you know, going through some tough times, you know, with some of my teams that I've coached, and then just trying to work through, you know, and as you work through your issues, you're just going to have to stick with us and kind of figure out, you know, a way to get through it. And we will, you know, as long as we stick together as a fan base, we will. So let's start with the basketball team. And the basketball team, hey, Tony Bennett and the team had an early exit. From a team that a lot of us would think would be a lesser team, and lost to a 15 seed. Now, that was a good team. But, you know, I understand based on the talent levels, we shouldn't have lost to that team. I kind of agree with that. But I think what Tony did with that team, I think there were some mistakes made. And I'll leave it with that. There were some mistakes made, but there's also what is something called the NIL that's out there. There's also something called the transfer portal out there. And the transfer portal is as loose as almost professional league free agency. So when you lose players as quickly as you can gain them, it's never good for the college game. Now, make sure you viewers and listeners comment. Give me your opinion on a lot of this stuff because, you know, a lot of it is based off of how you feel. I want to know how you guys are navigating through it yourselves. I don't think I'm off base, but if you do, let me know. But I just feel like, you know, Tony Bennett and the basketball team went through a ton, you know, with, you know, trying to retool the team. It's been like this for the last, what, 3 years since they've had this transfer portal thing full blown wide open. And he's pretty much had to retool a team the last 3 years. And we thought we were going to have an opportunity to do really well this year. And also it could have been the next. And pretty much, you know, the entire team, there was a mass exodus. We lost, you know, Kihei to graduation. Reese Beekman is in the, is going through his NBA professional process right now to see if he is NBA worthy at this point in his career. Amon Franklin is gone as well. He could have come back. Caden Sedgwick winds up at Texas, our big man who sounds like he's kind of scorned by what happened, what transpired, you know, this year. Of course, Jaden Gardner graduates. So, you know, we're thin. We were thin. So we're going to be looking at pretty much a new team. If Reese Beekman doesn't come back, definitely we're going to have almost an entirely new team outside of our true freshmen that played last year. And they played damn well last year. We're talking about my guy, Isaac McNeely, right? And then, of course, Mr. Plastic Man himself, Ryan Dunn. Now, I am looking forward to Leon Bond, you know, to see how he pairs with Ryan Dunn. So that is something that I'm looking forward to. But we're going to have to be patient and give this team a break. The transfer portal, I believe the NCAA is trying to put some regulations, trying to slow that down some. And what I'm hearing is they're allowing you to transfer once. And if you transfer once, you can play immediately, but you can only do that once. And if you transfer again, you know, your tenure in college, you have to sit out like you used to. When you went to another school, you have to sit out a year. So that would either, if you really wanted to go, you're going to have to sit out and deal with it. Or, you know, you're going to, if you want to stay and play, you're just going to have to kind of grow up and deal with it. Some of us, you know, we have jobs, you know, some of us have occupations or careers where we may not feel the way that we, you know, feel like the, it's a total career occupation for us, but you got to sometimes stick it out. You never know what could come on the other end of that. But before we continue on, make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now, new customers can get a smart and get a new no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. You know, the kind of bet, you know, I would love to make is I know that, you know, watching these NBA games are always as fun as they can be. You know, I see LeBron is getting ready to play Steph. In my opinion, this is going to be kind of a legacy series. All the LeBron fans, all the anti-LeBron fans, this is a series for you out in the West Coast. Then, of course, you got the Joker and Kevin Durant, that series going at it. Then, of course, you got the old rough and tumble Eastern Conference games where you have Philadelphia. I want to bet that against the Boston Celtics. All old rivalries. The guys will fight all the time. When you talk about fighting, you have the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. The king of fighting series, these two teams. Whenever they fought back in the day, Alonzo Mourning, Patrick Ewing, it was as physical as you ever would want to see. And there was always some guys throwing hands and fighting. So you can get out there and get, you know, paid instantly. You make some bets on some of these bets, and there's no better place to bet all playoff action than America's number one sports book. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn and get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Remember that back in the day when they said NBA, it's fantastic. I'm showing my age now. But that's what we used to say growing up, because the NBA was everything. We loved the NBA growing up. In actuality, fun fact about me, you guys may not know, the NBA was my first love, but I grew in a football body. But the NBA playing basketball was my first love, but I just didn't grow into a basketball body. I grew into a true to life football body, and that's what I had to play. But yeah, but back into, you know, the disappointment of UVA sports from what I've been hearing. You know, my time out, you know, dealing with, you know, or seeing chat rooms and all different types of Virginia sports groups on Facebook and all that, and just talking to fans in general, you know, everyone's kind of upset. And, you know, so we talked about the basketball team, why people would be upset. Also, football. You know, of course, football being a delicate situation right now, especially after the tragedy, and they just had the spring game, and it was very touching the way that the spring game was orchestrated as far as like the tributes. Absolutely touching, very emotional. I can only imagine the Tennessee game will be emotional, but it'll be very super emotional when they come back for the first home game. I believe it's going to be against JMU. Now, how about kudos? You know, big hand clap for the NFL. Why did I have tears in my eyes, you know, when they posthumously drafted our three young men who were lost in that senseless tragedy last year? The kids, they drafted the kids, man. I don't know if I've ever seen that, but I had tears in my eyes, and I just thought it was just one of the most touching, most thoughtful things I had ever seen. So shout out and kudos to the NFL on that. I know the NFL, some people, you know, bang on the NFL as it being a league that's really out for the money. And yes, they are. They're, you know, king when it comes to sports in the United States. But that was one of the best moments that I can remember. That was genuine. That really, that was really heartfelt. And it was just really, and it really, for us being UVA fans and supporters, I just felt like it was just appropriate. And I don't know, it was just real deep. But back to football on the field and off the field with Coach Elliott. A lot of people are upset with Coach Elliott, and I can understand why. You know, there was also, you know, the mass exodus of football players, not just basketball. We had a mass exodus of football players, you know, go to other schools. We had our all-time leading passer go to NC State. We had receivers leave. We had a lot of players. We had our all-pro. I say all-pro because he's like an all-pro, but he's all-conference middle linebacker. He left. I think he went to Iowa, way out there, you know. It's difficult to see them go, but we have to allow them to stretch their wings while they can. If they're not, they feel like they want to leave, they're not going to be happy here. We have to let them go and develop the young ones that want to be here and want to play. I can understand some of the you know, some of the attitudes or some of the feeling of being upset with them. But you know, we got to kind of roll with it. You know, we got to kind of roll with it as what they're going through. You know, I wouldn't even know how to rebuild a program after the tragedy. But you know, the one positive I will say is the spring game looked better this year than it did last year. I think it looked a lot better. But of course, we're playing ourselves, so we really won't know the truth until they play come the spring. I think the Tennessee game will tell us a lot. Then we got the baseball team, losers of three straight series, back to back to back. And, you know, I think we're down to 21, ranked 21 from number, I think we're as high as number 5. And now we're down to number 21, ranked number 21. Our pitching's having trouble, and everyone's upset with them as well. You know, why, you know, and they're really, you know, people losing it and really just having a hard time, you know, because they had a really good beginning of the year. And, you know, we'll know what's what come the ACC tournament. And that's what we'll see, what these, you know, what our team is about. The pitching has been off. And I think once the pitching gets back together and this team will continue to, they will continue to elevate again. So with all that being said, okay, I got to tell you guys this. Let's give them more time. We just have to be patient. I get it. We want excellence right now. I think based off of what our community has been going through, I think it's okay if we take our time. All right, and let them take their time. Let them find their way. Remember, these young folks out there are performing not only for themselves but for us. And it's difficult to go through what they went through. Believe me, not just the football team went through the tragedy; the entire community went through the tragedy. So, I think we need to give them a pass. Let's give them all a pass. In my opinion, you may not agree with me on that part, but I think we should definitely give them a pass right now, and let's let the spring season play out. And you know, it's got to be a community effort. We still have to support them. We still have to kind of see where this how much this team and these teams can recover from everything. So let's just take it easy, guys, and kind of still continue to feel out what we feel our kids are going to be. Because, you know, all right now is all – this is the first season after everything, and let's just give them this season to recover, to get back to normal, and get ready for next year. And speaking of next year, you know, and players that have come out, how about the NFL draft, guys? I had a good time watching the draft, as I do every year. Typically, I would cover some, do some coverage. Shout out to my guy Rick Saratella at the NFL Draft Bible. My guy Zach Petraw, who are some real draft profile evaluators. They're some of the best in the world. Make sure you get an opportunity to check those guys out. And make sure you check me out tomorrow as well. I will be probably doing a show off of the next football year, you know, and where we think they'll be and what's going on. Also, you can check me out on Seven City Shop Talk Sports. Check me out there as well with my team as we talk more UVA sports. But yeah, so we had three guys get, and maybe four by now, but right now I got three guys. We had one guy drafted, Dontavian Wicks, to Green Bay. Then, of course, we had Anthony Johnson signed with the Saints. Cornerback, he signed as undrafted free agent. And also as undrafted free agent, Keaton Thompson signs with the Lions, which, you know, I thought is really cool as well. I thought both of those, all three of those guys, I thought all three of them were draftable players. But it just kind of shows you, you never know what you can get from this draft whenever you go through the process. And what's crazy about it is all of them could have come back except Keaton. I think Anthony Johnson may have expired his eligibility as well. But, yeah, you know, I feel like our guys are going to do well. I think all of them are going to make the 90-man roster for all three of those teams. Looking forward to seeing how they do. But for my Locked On fans, if you didn't know, like I said, I did cover the spring game. I'll give you a little bit of recap of that. It was very emotional. The walk they did in the beginning, before they even got on the field to play, they all locked arms, walked to the end zone. End zone was spray painted with the boys' number on there. The boys, all three of their numbers. It was a tribute to them in the end zone. You know, but as you saw, one of my last pieces I did last month with talking about Mike Hollins, our hero. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out, man. Talking about Mike Hollins and how he's our hero. And I think I was spot on with that. Mike Hollins, number one, he was a player of the game, had some great, incredible runs, but it's just not what he did on the field. It was how he did everything on the field. With the same energy, the same aggression, he runs angry. He runs with so much ferocity. He's very violent when he runs the ball. And that's that spirit that I've always been impressed with Mike. And when he scored the touchdown there, the whole entire team, both sides of the ball, went over and gave Mike a hug, you know, pat him on the helmet. His little brother came out there. I'm telling you, Mike is you know, my nickname for him is Iron Mike. He's just tough as nails. And I'm looking forward for a big year from him. I know we got a huge stable of running backs, but we got to give him credit. I'm looking forward to seeing how he does this year. But that's what the spring game was about. Mike Hollins just coming back from the tragedy and doing his damn thing. Also, shout out to Greasy, the running back. He had a great game as well. The quarterbacks, they did better than I thought. Both quarterbacks that played the most, Calandria and Musket, looked better than our quarterback did last year. That's just my opinion. You know, there was some inaccuracies, but the accuracies weren't as bad as they were last year during the spring game. Just my opinion. The words were the coaches saying that the kids are buying in, and I get that part, and maybe they are. And, you know, let's face it, it's a proven system, but there's more that we have to see, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing what is available, you know, what this team does and moving down the road here. So in other news, of course, we had a 4-star cornerback transfer who's also a Virginia kid, cornerback. We need cornerbacks on this team. And we had Malcolm Green from Clemson transfer in. I believe he has 2 years of eligibility left. I'm going to have to check that piece. But his brother, also Miles Green, coming in to play for the team. I think they got them as a package deal. He's going to be playing with his brother. Real, they're Virginia guys, though, for real. They're state of Virginia. They live, I believe they're from Highland Springs, possibly, Central Virginia at least. They're coming home to play he's coming home to play in the state that he went to high school in. And, of course, Miles Green from Virginia coming over as well. So more good news. That's what they needed. But I can tell you, you know, my first show back for after a while, you'll probably hear my voice start to labor now. Let me take a drink. But yeah, you know, this is a joyous occasion. Just happy to be back on the scene, getting you guys the information you need. Sit tight, man. You know, my message is just let's take it easy. Let's take it all in stride. This is the first year that a lot of these young men and women, you know, are trying to cope with everything that had went on. You know, I know we're in the microwave society and we want it right now, but let's take a break. What did Aaron Rodgers say? R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Just relax. But I got to tell you, I got to thank all of you for hanging out and chilling with me. And, you know, it's awesome just trying to get back on my horse and get to start riding again. But thanks again. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be back. And this is Locked On Virginia. Big Law back in the saddle again. I appreciate you guys. Let's get back at it.